Your mom is a podcast. It's here.
The long-awaited
vacation. Vacation.
We took a vacation, a hiatus.
You know, sometimes when you lose the momentum, when you're going to the gym and when you stop doing it,
yeah, you lose your motivation.
Like, I went to the gym yesterday. Why should I go today? And the next day, you're like, I went to the gym this week. Why should I go this week? I can go next week. And you lose momentum. Well, doing a podcast is the same thing.
The good thing is I don't think anybody cares.
Nobody cares.
That we missed a few episodes.
Because it's just for fun.
And it's just for fun. I don't think anyone's going to reach out to us and be like, yo, you didn't post the last three Wednesdays. I don't even think anybody listened.
That's not true. I have people who ask me when it's going
to
be your next
episode.
Your
friends are good to you because they lie to you. Cheers.
Cheers for every friend who lied to me.
All of them.
Yep, I didn't hear that for a long time.
Did you miss it?
I did not miss that.
I think you did.
I did miss this environment and this vibe of being here and talking on the mic. You don't know what you're going to say. You don't know what is going to happen. You know, that's the fun of doing art.
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 Yeah.
So what have you been doing the last few weeks?
I've just...
How come... Normally, you're on top of me about we got to do a podcast, we have to do an episode, but you lost momentum too, which is shocking.
Yes, I did lose momentum because there is so many things going on around me right now and I'm not able to catch on. Like, I got promoted at work.
Yay, congratulations.
Thank you. I became a partner.
Partner.
And because of that, I had to open a new account. I had to focus on my investment because it was really...
What investment? What investment?
Dogecoin.
Oh my God, that's totally what we're going to talk about today. I love that.
For the doggy. Who let the dogs out?
Roof, roof, roof. So back in January, I put on my goals. I think I mentioned this once before, that I wanted to invest some money in stocks.
Yeah.
Just because I'd never done it and you're really good at it. So I took $1,000. That's what I felt comfortable doing. And I picked, you know, like American Airlines, Boeing, Apple. I don't even know what else I have. Just some random stuff. And I divided it all up into some stocks. And then a couple... Oh, was it when you and I were having dinner? No, that's when I did Bitcoin.
You're talking about Dogecoin?
I'm just kind of talking about my whole experience. Like, I started with just stocks.
Okay.
In Robinhood. I opened Robinhood. I put $1,000 in stocks. You talked me into... I was against crypto. I think I didn't. Crypto's stupid. I don't know what it is. That's where you have your money in crypto.
And it may be. Who knows?
Right. Like, yeah. So you talked me into, or you encouraged me to put some money in Dogecoin, for all of you people that say it that way.
So what happened one morning...
This was in January.
I saw Robinhood. It was maybe February. I saw Robinhood exploding with Dogecoin going up to 2, 3, 4 cents. And I was like, damn, my friends told me like 2 weeks ago I should buy. It was less than a penny. And they say, just put $1,000. And at that point, I didn't because I was all over again. And everybody give you a different advice. You know, put money here, do that, travel there. And you're like, wait a second. I should live my life and I should do my stuff. However, at that morning, I felt so... I regret that I didn't put money in Dogecoin. And I bought it and Robinhood got... stuck with buying because it was so much flow of going to buying in Robinhood, and I bought it on 2 cents. And at that time you were like, why you are so mad? What's happened? Why you're like struggling something? And I was like, buy Dogecoin right now. And that's the time you bought a Dogecoin. I
think I did. It was January 28th. I just looked at my purchase order.
Oh, right.
January 28th. So I took $550 basically and I put it in Dogecoin for 4 cents. I bought it for 4 cents and I just let it sit there. And then a couple weeks later, you encouraged me to buy. I think we were drunk. We were at that Benihana. Was it Benihana?
Yeah, we were experiencing to be a tourist in Chicago.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun day.
Yeah.
We went up to Hancock, right? Hancock to the
Tilt.
The Tilt.
Yeah.
That was a fun. By the way, if anybody's from Chicago, I've always took my family to
Sears,
the box, you know, you step out on the glass box, and by far the Tilt at John Hancock blows that out of the water. Their observation deck is like four It's like northeast, southwest views, all windows, a way better view than Sears.
Way better.
And they have a bar up there and a great gift shop and a really cute like stadium seating that you can sit and look out the window. And so I recommend John Hancock way over the box at Sears. That faces west, like you can't even see anything. It's so bad. Anyway, so that day we went to Benihana and we had lunch and we had like four cocktails. And I was like, I'm going to put $1,000 in Bitcoin. So I threw money in Bitcoin. And then I've also put money in ETC recently.
So you first start with crypto.
I first started with traditional stocks.
No, you start crypto with Dogecoin.
Yes,
so
I did.
You are from the guys who don't know anything about crypto and they just buy the hype and buying crypto because that's what everybody does. And that was Dogecoin doing.
Yeah.
So you were not the ones who is like doing some research.
No.
What does Bitcoin mean? What does Ethereum mean? What is all that?
I'm still smart so contracts? Confused on. I'm still so confused. I know a lot more right now than I did 6 months ago.
Okay.
So I'm really proud of myself for that, and I'm sure I'll know more in 6 months. But I look at stocks constantly. I constantly open up my Robinhood, and I've been following my doggy coin. I haven't sold it. I've watched it peak like three different times and I've watched my payout could have been like $8,600 at one point and I put in $550, but I'm still holding tight. I don't know. You keep telling me to sell a little bit, take a profit.
Well, yes. If you guys ask why we lost momentum, because we focus on the numbers and opening the app and just looking at the applications all day, even we weren't that productive of working just because of this hype around the Saturday Night Live with Elon Musk and Dogecoin
right.
and all that stuff.
And he tweets
constantly.
I don't have Twitter, I don't follow it, but you always tell me like,
yeah, we do have Twitter as well, guys.
Twitter?
If you want to follow us, your mom is a podcast.
Yeah, and you can follow Elon Musk because he talks about Dogecoin to the Doge to the moon and whatever, and it spikes, and I love watching it. Like when it spikes, I'm glued to my Robinhood, glued to it.
Yeah, yeah. And you told me like you have a strategy, and that's what I tried to explain to you. You don't know what's gonna happen. You don't know if tomorrow is gonna like drain down back to one penny or something. That's why you have to save what you made or something, like
take a profit.
It's always good to take a profit, no matter how much it is. It's always good to take a profit. 20%, 1,000%, whatever it is, take a little profit here and there. You're not gonna regret, because that's the money you made already from like a little investment.
Right.
So the right strategy I follow is start buying when it's dipping at 60 cents, 55 cents, 40 cents, whatever, till it stop, like find some support. And after that, you start growing average price you already made off and put some money in the middle and it's going up. And let's say you start buying on 60 and it went down to 40, but you constantly buying a little purchasing, you average the price on 50 cents. Well, it went up to a dollar. So you're securing your spot that you have an open position of investing money. At some people, what they do, they're waiting. Okay, it's 60 cents, it will go down more. 50 cents, it will go down more. 40 cents, 30 cents, and they never went in this stock just because they don't know when they want to buy the dip, the total bottom, but they don't know where the total bottom is going.
That's the thing is, I'm still learning that. Like, the only experience I have with that is, what was it, last week sometime, because I bought ETC.
Okay.
And I bought, how much did I put in there? 50 or...
I don't know how much you put in there, but it went up to almost $200.
Well, I think I put like $50 in there, $100. And it was spiking. It was that one day that it was spiking. So when it got to 80...
No, you didn't put $50.
Let me see.
You put $500.
No.
You put $600 and you made $600. You made
you're right, 100%
profit and
you're
you
right,
took it.
Right.
I told you,
take
the profit.
That's right.
So
I put $600.
You bought it on $40 and you sold it on $80. So you made 100% profit.
I did. But that was my first experience with taking a profit. However, that same day, it went up to 140 or 120, and I took it out at 80.
Yeah, and the next day went up to almost 200. Well,
and then it dumped big time. So I'm proud of myself that I took a profit. I think I took it too soon. Like
100% return for one week.
I suppose.
That's the thing. You became greedy and you start like.
For sure. It's like gambling. It's like when I watch those numbers just keep getting higher and higher, I'm just like, I'm hot right now. I'm hot. Like, why would I want to pull out? And then you pull out just to watch it keep getting higher and higher. And I'm like, fuck.
So if you guys don't know, Elena, with 4 years of experience working, now she tried to retire with 4 months of investment. Basically.
I'm going to need a lot more money to retire.
Well,
I'm going to need like Dogecoin to go up to like $10.
I don't know when you're going to stop buying like investing or when you're going to sell to take the profit, because I don't know.
I took the ETC profit.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you think it's a wrong move?
No, I'm still happy I took a profit.
That's experience. Have to take an action. That's important.
But for some reason, I just don't want to pull out of Dogecoin yet. I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it's because I know I'm locked in at that 4 cents. And it's like, why am I in a hurry? I'm not in a hurry. Like when I started, investing in January, it wasn't with the intention of, okay, I'm only going to do this for 6 months. I just put money in. Like you said, my money's working for me.
Okay. But you see, that's a hype. And if tomorrow this guy who influenced Elon Musk or somebody else say, or Mark Cuban, whoever it is, he say, hey, that's a scam. We were lying to you. That's not a good thing. Just take your money off, like make your profit enough. That's it. Like we stop joking with this crypto because that's a real shit.
Right.
Dogecoin is a shit coin. Take your money and put it in Bitcoin.
I guess this is how I look at it as the worst thing that could happen to me with Dogecoin. Let's say it just takes a massive dump. I'll pull out and make $1,000. Like if it took a dump and just kept going down to like 30 cents, 20 cents, 10 cents, right there, I'd pull out. Okay. Because I know I could like flip and buy again. So I'm not going to take a loss.
One time.
It might not be as big of a profit.
One morning I remember you woke me up and you say, I'm rich. I'm rich.
That was the day that it was like just climbing.
Yeah, 60, 70, 75 cents. However, and what you say we're going to do with this money?
Oh my God, I started dreaming immediately. I was like, this is so great. I've wanted to take my kids to Hawaii. I've wanted you and I to go to Hawaii. I want to pay off my credit card, which I have hardly any money on there at all. $1,500. Like it's minor. I would love to pay that off. And then with the rest of the money, buy all of our tickets to go to Hawaii and maybe, the hotel, or just take everybody to Hawaii. I would love to do that.
I would love that. And definitely it's a good thing to start imagining. And I definitely support.
It's like winning the lotto.
I support when you say, I'm going to go travel with this money. Because some girls are going to buy their purses. They're going to buy their expensive shoes and clothes. And you're going to spend the money for designer clothes. No, you don't like that. You like traveling and have moments in life that you experience. Because you never know when you're going to end your life.
True.
That same as investing. You never know when it's going to dump or never know when it's going to stop growing. That's why live the moment and take some profit little by little.
Right. And you recently told me too that your brother, was it your brother that told you that I just like to have fun?
You?
Yeah.
Yes. When I told him, because you made eventually like, I don't know, 500% profit or however. No, you made more. However, I say to my brother, hey, she made a lot of money with Dogecoin, because nobody of me and my brother has a Dogecoin. Even if it's funny, because I changed my Facebook name to Dogecoin and I put my, I have a play virtual reality and my nickname is Dogefather. So basically, I'm into this hype, but I'm not supporting it. However, what is called? Yes, my brother say, she's going to Hawaii. She's like spending money. Like, and what did you say about it?
Well, I was telling you that I do like spending money and I like spending money on traveling. Like other people may look at me and think that I make bad decisions with my money and all I do is want to travel and I spend money on traveling.
And take care of yourself.
I do take care. My bills are paid. I live in a nice house. There's food on my table. I eat out at restaurants all the time. I have money in the savings account. I have health insurance. So I have all that covered. Other people may just stockpile money. Like they make money and they just keep saving it for their retirement, for their kids. They're saving money. That's not my philosophy. It's my life. I get one life. I want to live it. And I'm going to spend my money traveling because when I'm 80, let's compare me to someone else who's 80. Who's going to have traveled more? Who's going to have seen the world more? Who's going to have taken more trips? Me. I am. Because I travel.
What does Eminem say? I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you.
Exactly.
So basically, he likes his life and you like your life.
And it took me a long time to get to this point. Like I didn't travel until I was much later in life.
Or I have another friend who is like, I don't want to live in the States. I came here to make money. I'm making the most I can from the time I put in. And I'm living back, going to Bulgaria or live in Europe somewhere. How long you here? 15 years. You live here. What do you mean I don't want to live here? You live 15 years.
A portion of your life.
Portion of your life you put in America. Right. Why don't you approve that you're living here right now? Because don't lose the moments and actually enjoy the time.
Right.
That's how we are. That's how the podcast started, guys, if you don't know. It started from the pandemic that we realized and like the world may end. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We're not in safe position. Let's just have fun. Let's do our podcast. Let's travel. Let's do that and enjoy our time. We don't know when we're going to go back to work or we don't know when everything going to back to go to normal. We just start enjoying it.
Right.
That's what we're forcing you guys to.
Do you like that? Because you were saying, I'm going to take a profit and I'm not going to go buy like purses and shoes and designer clothes. You made fun of me last week because you mentioned some brand and I was like, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah. I love that. I love that for you because you live in your flip-flops.
I do. I love my flip-flops.
You're just buying sweatshirts from every place we go because you're cold and you never brought your clothes to the right weather, even if like last night.
I was so cold last night.
It's May. What do you mean?
I didn't want to bring a jacket.
It should be warm. Well, check the forecast. What do you mean it's May?
I was shaking so hard in the car. I was like freezing. Went to my daughter's lacrosse game and a storm was rolling in. It was like 40 degrees and windy and I was freezing.
Check the knowledge. Like you have a knowledge. Check the forecast and see what kind of clothes
do you wear. Do you wish I was more bougie? Like more like high heels every day.
No, there is girls for that.
Yeah.
And I order prostitutes for that. I don't mind it. For me, it's like I'm with you because you're that
person.
You
will order a prostitute.
Yeah, and I'm not going to jerk off at 5 a.m.
Huh?
When I'm drunk after.
Oh, you're going to get a prostitute?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. So gross. If anybody wants to be with me, my number is 760-409. I'm looking for a new man. One that doesn't enjoy prostitutes.
So what you're saying? Prostitutes is not a good thing?
Is it?
For a relationship?
Can you answer that question yourself? Are you retarded?
I think I should more think about it.
I think you're on the spectrum.
This podcast is to make fun. Some things I say, they may not be right.
Most of the things you say aren't right.
They not be the things I think about them.
I'm going to tell your mom, Svetlana, that you enjoy prostitutes. How do you say prostitute in Bulgarian?
Prostitutka.
Prostituka.
Yeah. Since you mentioned my mom's name.
Oh, yeah. They're coming.
We bought him a ticket just
so
today.
So excited. I'm super excited.
I'm excited as well.
I wish I had 6 weeks off.
Yes, they're going to come here for more than a month and a half and we're going to have fun, hopefully, eventually, you know.
How excited are you that the first time they came, you were, I mean, a little bit younger, but I mean, you guys were staying in like Airbnbs. And what I'm saying is now they're coming and they get a whole apartment to themselves, like a really nice apartment that you get to provide for them. And we're going to stock the refrigerator for them and have coffee and goodies. And
that's what my dad say, like, am I going to pay rent for the house, accommodations? And I'm like, yes, you have to pay my rent for the month. And he's like, okay, I will.
That's so much cheaper than if you paid for a hotel or Airbnb.
It is. But the thing is, now I'm settled up. I'm mature. I grow. I'm already here.
You're welcome.
I'm with you. You know what I thought when I was in the shower right now? I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to bring them, what I'm going to do. And I'm like, I don't worry about it. I'm with Elena. Elena knows. Elena has imagination.
I'm so excited.
She's local.
Yeah. I can't wait. The Sea Dog. I have so many great ideas. We're going to take them on the Sea Dog.
What is the Sea Dog?
It's that red speedboat, the big, huge speedboat that takes off from Navy Pier. And
why do you think they're going to enjoy that?
They will. You can't not enjoy it. It's a massive speedboat. And you're in like a big cushy chair like this.
Okay.
And you put a seatbelt in. And then they play really fun, loud music. And then the boat takes off. And it goes around the lake. And then it comes into the river. And it tells you about some of the buildings, which you can translate. You can be the interpreter for your parents.
Okay.
It tells you like a little bit about the history of Chicago, and we could do that one day and then go have dinner at a wonderful restaurant that we happen to know.
No, I'm saying in Chicago, we definitely going to find some things and local places to visit. What are we going to do around Chicago or somewhere like
so many
the beaches? We go
our beach,
Warren State
Dunes, for sure. That's just going to be on our casual, like when we don't have anything to do, we're going to go to the beach.
Are you guys excited to
miniature golf?
Yes.
You'll enjoy that, right?
Are you guys excited to be with your parents if you didn't see them for a long time? Are you close with your parents? Like, tell us. Write us a comment.
I don't think my...
I want to bring my parents to Hawaii.
Yeah, I know.
So don't pull out your money from Doge because you may need more money.
Whoa. I said I was going to take my kids.
Okay, well.
You can take your parents. I'm taking my kids. So we can all go together.
I told you how to invest. I mean,
you did.
I should take some
okay,
profit.
So I'll buy your plane ticket too. There. I'll get you and the kids and me. And then you can cover your parents.
Okay,
easy.
Okay, thank you.
We can do miniature golf with them. I want to go to the Boston Fish Market.
Yeah, definitely.
And sit outside and have wine and Athena. We can have Uzu. I want 6 weeks off of work to just hang out.
Elena is excited to meet my parents.
I am. It's going to be challenging with the language barrier.
I don't know whose girlfriend of the guy is excited to meet their parents, like the guy's parents. Like, they don't like it usually. They're like, I don't want to go see your parents.
Do you think they're going to like resist me or... be cool to me, like cool.
They love you because I'm happy.
What about our age difference? Have they gotten over that yet, or do they still think it's ridiculous?
We were in a big argument before that happened, before we are in the place we are right now. And I already explained to them. I told them, Mom, Dad, I don't know. Did we talk about that in the podcast?
Briefly, like maybe our first podcast or second podcast.
Yeah, if you guys didn't listen, basically I say, Mom, Dad, I have a girlfriend. Like sometimes when you don't have a girlfriend, they're going to be like, hey, you have to have a girlfriend. You're almost age of 30, so you need a woman next to you and make a family. Okay, then I do have a girlfriend. Yes, but it's not on your standards. It's on my standards, what I like. It making me happy. You should approve it, and that's what it is. I'm not bringing you a boy. I'm not without a girlfriend. I'm not like bringing other type of woman. What if I bring you the type you want me to be with? Like younger, educated, with good family, but I'm not happy and we divorce or we don't do the family that we're supposed to do. I don't want to live my life in struggle and regret every moment of my time with this girl. I'm happy with you. I explain it to them. You take care of me. I write a letter right now to my grandma. I have a routine every year on my grandma's...
Is this just one grandma or do you copy it and send it to both grandmas?
I have two grandmas, my mom's mom and my dad's mom.
So who do you write the letter to or is it for both of them?
So my mom's mom, it's who I'm named of.
Okay.
So I carry her name, or at least her first letter, M. Because her name is Maria, my name is Mihail.
Yeah.
So I'm not taking off her name, like I'm not Martin.
Yeah.
However, I'm having a routine to write a letter to my grandmothers. Why? Because they don't know what I'm doing in the States. I can hear with them like on the phone once in a while, but they don't hear very well. We don't have a good connection to the village my grandma lives. So basically, they don't know the clear thoughts, what I'm doing. Like, you know, sometimes when they meet other grandmas and other old people, they're talking about their, like, not nieces, but grandchilds.
Yeah.
What you're doing and blah, blah, blah. Well, she doesn't know. He's in America. He works. When he's going to come back? That's the most question. So I'm taking my time to explain.
You're updating them.
What I'm doing through the year. She can carry this letter like she
did
can.
Did you handwrite it? It?
No, I didn't.
Are you going to handwrite it?
No.
Come on. It's your generation that doesn't understand the value of that. And
I still print the paper and she can hold it and I print some
pictures.
It's
not the same. It would touch her heart in such a different way if it was your writing.
I understand. I did
on
it
on an old school lined paper.
Okay. I did it the first time.
So do it again.
I sent her like a little magnet from the places I was.
Plus, gifts don't matter.
Plus the handwriting letter and everything. Well, it just went a month later of her birthday. I wanted to be on her birthday for a gift of me. That's why I'm like, of course, I'm like every other guy. At the last moment of the deadline, I'm doing the task. So at her birthday is May 15 and it's already May, 10, 11?
Okay, so if you don't want to, here's what I suggest to you. You don't want to handwrite your yearly letter because it's really long. So once a year, get a card in Bulgarian and write a small message to her. I'm thinking about you. I hope you're doing well. Small. I mean, like two paragraphs.
She has that, yeah.
In your handwriting.
Yeah, she has.
And put it in the mail. And then she can get it in 6 weeks from now. It doesn't matter. But something that like you feel the presence of a person because they touched that paper with their soul and their hands and they wrote it. Like you feel connected to them. When you get something that's typed, it's like, meh, you don't even remember it.
Well, no. After that, she can read that every single day. And that's what she does. She read it every single day. She see the pictures. She touch me like on the pictures. I write out for both my grandmas. The thing is, for the first one, she has a birthday May 15. The second one has a birthday June 3rd. Mm-hmm. So between this time, it's all almost the same time of the year that I have to write it. The thing is, I write one letter. And I just change.
Yeah, a couple things.
How much I love them and the names and the.
Yeah.
But
how long was this letter?
The story is the same.
Did?
Well, 3 pages.
Okay. Typed writing. So that would be like 6 pages handwritten.
Yes. And I have attached in like 30 pictures, 30 photos.
And so who do you email? You email it or you drop a file or what do you do?
I email it to my brother and to my mom.
Uh huh.
So they print it and they have it in folder and they give it to my grandma.
Okay. That's sweet.
So that's a good thing because, you know, we shouldn't regret the old generations that they cannot adapt to the new. Like after 10, 20 years, guys, you're going to be overwhelmed with how many we evolved and we changed like the technologies and we're not going to be able to catch up with old new technologies. We already are old for the new technologies. So the new kids, new generation Z or whoever it is, they know more than us.
Oh, yeah.
Our grandma is the same. She may not know.
Your grandma didn't know none of this. No cell phones, no computers.
No pagers.
When I was a child, none of this was around.
Yeah.
So I came into it right at like my early 20s is when I got my first cell phone. I think I was 20, 21, and it was large. It was like this big. It was a big, huge.
With antenna?
I don't. No, it may have had an antenna that you could pull up and then push back down.
Yeah.
It was huge. I had that. And then I'm the generation of the pagers. And so I came in right at the beginning of like all of that. But my kids and you came into already iPhones, AirPods, whatever. You know, you guys.
Music and laptops, computers.
Yeah, I had an iPod Shuffle. Like, you know, you put music on it and it would clip on your shirt with like, you could put 500 songs on there. It was amazing.
And the next generation, it's already into
virtual reality
and 5G technologies. And
what's not even out there right now?
Gaming that you can be
that you
part
can
of
buy
the
with
game.
Crypto.
You can buy with crypto, yes, cryptocurrency, all this new stuff.
That's where we're going too. Is I don't even know what it means, buying things in crypto and virtual money, and that is going to be the future at some point.
Like it is.
At some point, we're not going to be carrying around it may not paper.
Be, it may not be crypto. It may not be digital.
It's
going
to be virtual money. It should of some be kind.
Some kind of number somewhere.
Yeah. It's gonna be like, what's the point of having a paper is just to show that you have this.
That's for the old generations that they already like are left behind because we stepping up as a new generation and
crazy.
New thinking.
It's crazy.
It is.
I'm excited. I hope I get to be around for more of it.
I hope you're gonna be around and teach me or I teach you. We support each other and I'm happy with you. That's what I'm saying. My parents, like. Yeah, she may be older than me, but she make me
You don't
happy.
Think it's going to be awkward when your parents come?
Like, I'm not awkward with you.
No.
If I show them I'm not happy or I'm awkward with you...
Then it would make them feel awkward?
We don't live together and we don't spend time together. Yes, may be awkward. They may be like, okay, I'm not going to meet this person. But no, they want to see you. They want to meet you.
What definitely. About my kids?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be awkward. It's not awkward for me at all.
I don't feel like it's going to be. I think that's why I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I got to learn some Bulgarian or something.
You talk to them on the phone already, like you see in the video a little bit here and there. You try to speak Bulgarian. So what they say? They say, I want to have a picture of the fridge, fully loaded before taking off of the plane.
It'll be done. We'll have it done. Yes. We'll come and clean the apartment and stock food. And this is a great apartment. They're going to be super comfy here.
They may be part of the podcast or whatever we do with them. We may put it in the podcast as a conversation.
Yeah, it'd be super
and
cute.
We can may have fun with here.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or we could do like a Bulgarian lesson or something.
Bulgarian experience. Like old generation in the new country.
What are you most excited to share with them? Bulgarian here, like Balkanica or Mehenata or like any of those places or people. Are there any people that like you really want to introduce them to, like on your Bulgarian side?
Yeah, I want to meet them with my friends in Bulgaria, with the environment who I'm surrounded with the people
here.
Yes. Like they know my friends in Bulgaria. Why they should know? Don't I have close connection with my parents? Mm-hmm. I'm not from the people that.
I know you FaceTime them every single day.
Talking to their parents or they're mad to their dad. They don't want to see him. They didn't speak with him 5 years. They don't like their brother.
That's what I admire.
I have a cool family. I love them. I'm like, I'm not saying they're always right or I'm always right. We always, everywhere, every time we
have. But even like one day if you're mad at
issues,
them,
but
the very next day it's like nothing happened.
Nothing happened. We forget it and we regret what we did and we continue talking and having a good relationship. Time is short to get mad to your parents for whatever it is.
Time's just super short, period.
To whoever it is. Time is short to feel angry. You should just feel happy and enjoy life.
Yeah.
And that may be the reason of our podcast today. We may lost momentum of doing a podcast. But
this is what our life has been. We've been doing cryptocurrency and your promotion and work and your parents are coming and summer and...
Yes. And definitely we talk about the podcast and what is going to be our next team and what we're going to do.
We do have some guests lined up, which is fun.
Yeah, we're going to talk in the next episodes more about the situation in Colombia, what's going on right now. Emma, with the fundraiser that we were participating, she's helping the Colombian kids have education. So she may come and visit and talk more about it.
Do you know who wants to be a guest?
No.
My ex-husband.
Oh, please.
Nacho.
Please.
We were talking yesterday. He wants to like come on and tell his story.
Oh,
say it right now.
I want to hear
it. But the story that we both went through.
I want to hear it.
It's a great story. And I think it might, you know, someone might benefit from, you know, I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to give it away. But we have a great history,
and
a great story.
I don't know the story really well. I didn't ask. It's kind of awkward
for me. Yeah, it'd
be great.
He wants us to like set up something. And yeah, his girlfriend Amy can come and she can have a glass of wine and we can just shoot the shit. And
I love it.
Yeah,
let's
so we'll set
it.
Them up. So we have a couple good guests
I didn't know
up.
About that. I'm so excited
yeah,
to put
so
a smile
wants
on
to
my
come.
Face.
Yeah,
nice.
Good.
Nice.
Well, this was fun. I think we should end it at a nice sweet spot.
Well, we didn't close the podcast, you guys. if you think we lost the momentum, no, we are here again. We were just having a step back to start running, not just fresh. Walking right now, being fresh, clear mind, and give you more.
It's okay to take a break. Just get back on track. That's with everything. Working out, eating right, like.
We love being here. I hope you guys love listening us because we love you and we put on energy here. And I hope you catch the good vibes here.
I did. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Be on the track and stay crypto. Your mom is a podcast.
To the moon. Bye. Tell your mom I said hi.
Ciao.